views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the Jen Royster Show. If this is a new show to you, we have a lot of fun here. My producer over in the station is Brian, and he's there that will be taking the calls today because we are doing the Power Hour for the spiritual insights, the intuitive readings, angel readings, and we're also going to do an energy healing meditation in this show. So if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. The queue is starting to fill up from what Brian tells me, and we have a few things going on. I just heard the weather report, but I'm down here in Virginia by the Outer Banks, so we're preparing for a little bit more than just a couple of stormy showers here, Brian. We have it coming in tomorrow, but it doesn't look like it's going to be too bad. And I want to say something. You know, we live with the hurricanes in this area. I mean, I live right in the southeast corner of Virginia, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I'm about 100 miles from the Outer Banks that usually takes it for the team in this area. They always get it. But when a storm like that's coming through, that's really the energy of Earth clearing as well. When they come through, what I do, if things like that make you nervous, I am always in a place of I take a moment and I just connect with what's going on. And I recognize that Earth has her crying fits and her temper tantrums, and she's got to release that too, because believe it or not, Earth is a living thing. It's not just here, you know, we forget that. So connecting to that and just appreciating everything that she does provide us and then honoring it by taking care of it, I have found that it protects me and watches over me as well. There's so many angels out there. You can ask for that protection and have that peacefulness in mind and know that all is well. So with that note, we're over here preparing. We have the gusty winds, but we're fine and we're here. Now, today during the show, like I said, we're doing the call. So if you want to call in, please do. Keep it to one question because it is a radio show and we have a limited time and we want to try to get to a few callers. And also know that there are going to be quicker reads because we want to get to a few callers today. That's what I want to do. We have had several questions come in as email. And it's mainly about the jobs. Everybody's kind of concerned. There's a lot of preoccupation with work, business, jobs, things like that. So I want everybody to know, in a general, for everybody that's in that situation where you feel things are a little threatened at work or you feel like there's a bit of an upheaval, because I'm getting a lot of questions about that. Sometimes these things are happening because it doesn't feel gently, but it's a nudge. And this is the read that I got for everybody going through that. It's a nudge to reevaluate, is this where you want to be, or do you want to take an opportunity to change it and ask for some clarity in that? So I wanted to share that before we got started. And also, if you want to do this, if you're hearing this and you didn't have enough time to send in a question email, we're going to get to as many as we can because there's limited phone lines and some people can't call in. tweet it to me at my Twitter handle for the show is at Jen Royster Show, JenRoyster Show. So that's the Twitter handle, and I can catch that quick question. So with that, we do have a caller already on the line. So let's bring on Jennifer from South Carolina. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm fantabulous. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing real good.
So what is your question for today?
Well, you know, I live in the Bible Belt. And there's
yes,
not...
I do. I do know it well. I do. I'm in Virginia. I agree. What is your question?
So, well, there's, you know, I'm kind of learning... And I feel like I'm blindly learning, you know, about crystals and angels and animal totems. You know, I'm doing my own research, and but I would like to know with all of this that I'm studying, what should I be doing with this to help people and animals, and you know, what's, I guess maybe I don't know if it's what's my life's calling, but. I just feel like
I think I know where you are.
I need direction, you know.
Yeah, right.
I need a direction as to where to go.
You come from. Now, you're saying you live in the Bible Belt, but were you raised in a particular religion?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so see,
yeah.
Part mm-hmm. of that is feeling like you're not causing God to be angry at you. To be honest. Do you know what I mean? Like, are you going to be mad at me if I'm doing this the wrong way? You know, that happens sometimes if we come from something that was kind of intense and it was the programming from younger. What I want to say to you, which is so important for anybody that's experienced this, and I have personally experienced that, and I had to keep a lot of what I do now hidden for a very long time while I was a child. Did you always feel like there was something more? Because that's what
yes.
I'm feeling from you. You always have, you never really said anything. You're starting to look now, and you probably feel a little bit isolated because you don't feel like it's going to sound right to other people if you just talk to people about it. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. I feel like I need to speak about it, but I feel like if
okay.
I do, you know, they might label me a witch or whatever. You know,
yeah,
how it
no,
is
I hear
down
you.
Here.
Well, the first thing, before you go trying to, and what we, my term for this is charge hell with a squirt gun, because think about it, charging hell with a squirt gun, is that really going to work? Do you hear what I mean?
Charging what now?
You know, instead of worrying about, like, telling everybody and trying to help them see that there's something else, there's a few things you want to get in line first, because that needs to not be a concern. So if that's a concern, that's what you want to address first, and that's more of an internal with you, because you're working on that path. And I call it because when we first get ignited into this path and we feel drawn into it, we're so excited, like, oh my gosh, guys, there's so much more. We want to help the whole world. And I did it too. It's like, go out and charge hell with a squirt gun. Like, you're going to put that fire out. Like,
oh, yeah.
With a squirt gun, really? You know, and I did this. I did this myself. And then I realized I have to pull back. I can't do that. They're not ready. I'm ready for this path, but everybody has that choice, and everybody has a different timeline on the journey. So what I'm saying to you is you want to go internal, and you want to feel comfortable and not worrying about what everybody thinks before you want to go out and try to help everybody like that. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. You're doing just fine with your study, your research, and I'm going quickly because we have to go to break. But keep going with what your path is, but don't worry so much about making sure everybody else knows yet, because you're not quite, you need to feel more comfortable with that, okay? But
okay.
I have to run to break. Got to go. Do you understand?
Okay.
All yes, right. Thank
I do.
You for calling in, and keep powering on. You're doing great. I'm Dr. Jen. We're going to hit a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ooh, no, yeah. What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. I'm dancing around my microphone as usual with all that awesome music that Brian plays for us. And we are dedicating this hour to you, the listener. So I appreciate all of my listeners. I consider you my family. And so we are taking all of your calls today for spiritual insight, angel readings. We're going to do a healing meditation later in the show. And we have a queue filling up. So if you want to call in, it's 1-800-930-2819. If you get the busy signal, try again because we have a few in there already. So let's take the next caller, Brian. We have Anna from Central Valley, California.
Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Anna. What can we do for you today?
I wanted to know who my spirit guide was.
Who? Do you feel like it's just one? Because I feel two with you.
Really?
Well, some people have more than one. It's very common. And a lot of times, just for those that are wondering about this this question with spirit guides, you can have one that's with you all of your life. You always have, or like a guardian angel, you have that. And that one can be the dominant one. And then there can be other ones that kind of come and go depending on what you where you are in your journey or what you're doing in that part of your life. But I feel two with you. And they feel female to me. And they feel like one is a very strong female with confidence. And the other one feels... Yeah, that one's not as dominant, but that one feels like I'm here to make sure you don't feel like you have to lose your feminine energy. Like, you can be strong, because that strong feminine can feel more like a masculine energy. And I feel that in your field, that you feel back and forth with that a little bit, about the assertiveness. Now, does that make sense?
Yes.
Is that making sense to you at all? Do you ever feel like there's a duality going back and forth? Because I think you're feeling the energy of both spirit guides.
I always thought I only had one, but now that you're telling me two, it's kind of like a shock to me.
Oh, well, but you know what I mean about that? I want to be strong and assertive, but then I don't want to lose being, I want to embrace who I am as a female. Do you feel like you go back and forth with that?
I feel like I have very strong feminine, like, values, and I'm always defending that, and I'm very, like, very emotional, and I think
okay,
I'm very
that's
assertive.
That's what's making sense. Okay, it's making sense. It's making sense because the dominant one is the one that's the strong assertive to help you feel at peace with that and feel that peacefulness and balance. Like, you don't have to worry about making sure somebody else is convinced of it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why that one's dominant. They seem to have a relationship, like they feel like almost like twins or sisters. They feel like they're family too, because a lot spirit guides, they were people before. Believe it or not, I've never seen anything like this before. It's quite interesting. They're both very feminine and very elegant. And the two names that I hear are Annie and Abigail, believe it or not. Those are the two names that I hear when I ask. And that's interesting because you're Anna, right? Yes, you are.
Yes.
But I'm feeling the A in your name, the A with both of their names, is a very symbolic energy. And, wow, there's something about the A. And what is the A? It's the beginning of the alphabet. It's the beginning of something new. So you're here to really take your soul to a new level of something very new, something way amazing and good, positive. And they're here. They're there to help you. So you have the feminine power going on there. That was a lot of information, but that came in pretty quick.
Yeah.
It was very easy
that
to
was.
See it immediately. Yes, absolutely. So you know what? It's Annie and Abigail. Those are the two that I heard. Annie is the one that's less dominant. Abigail is the one, the go-to one, to feel like you don't have to keep pushing it so hard. And just relax in it and not worry about where everybody else is in it. That's what she's here to do. It's like, stand in it, be fine. And embrace your emotions and love those. That's what Annie's about. It's about loving and embracing. It's okay to be emotional and cry it out. It's okay to feel. You're a feeler, aren't you?
I sure am.
You're a feeler, yeah. And it's okay to be that way, absolutely, and not think that there's something wrong with you because you're sensitive like that. I'm one of those, too,
yes, I am.
Big time. And I used to feel like, gosh, I'm weak because I'm crying. You know, like, oh, get over it. Stop being so emotional. That's the way I was treated when I was little by classmates and everybody. And you know what? I realized that that was a gift that I could feel like that, because that's allowing me to do what we're doing right now and to feel everything that's out there. And I feel more aware on a soul level because of that. So Annie's going to help you with that part of it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jen.
You are so welcome. And thanks for calling into the show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Do we have time for another? We have another person. Did we?
We sure do.
I didn't see it in the... Let me see. Where is it?
Oh, it's Heather from Toronto.
We have Heather. Is that right? We have Heather from Toronto, Ontario. Hello, Heather.
Hi, Dr. Jen. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in. Hello to you, and welcome to the show. What can we do for you today?
I'm just wondering what happened the last couple of days. I had a situation with two women, actually, and it didn't go down very well. And it left me feeling very upset, almost to the core. And usually what I do when I go through things like that, I speak to my angels, and I, especially Michael Archangel, and ask just what happened. And I was wondering if you had any insight on maybe that situation and if one of them will end up contacting me again, or is this just something that I need to walk away from and be done with it?
This one was heavy. This one hurt, didn't it?
It really, really hurt to the core, especially I didn't expect. I know we're in a Mercury retrograde, too, so I know things happened, and it was just something. I was sitting there watching this conversation going on, and I was like, what just happened here?
Right. It was just, yeah, it was like, whoa.
I thought I was going to be dating one, and then the other one came in, and then those two met, and then they said it was just a coffee they were going to, and I had, like, I was just like, what? What just happened here? It was, like, shocking.
Oh, wow. All right. First of all, just to let you know, to give everybody ease, we did recently go through a Mercury retrograde, but it did turn back on July 1st. So that is going to start bringing the clarity in, like, oh, that's what all that was about. So I do want to share that with you right off the bat. The other thing is that I feel is this was not like you did something to deserve a pain. There's more of a lesson in there for you. There's a lesson, a deeper lesson in this for you. And the other thing is I feel that you have to release and detach. This is, oh, this is big. There's an attachment cord. Do you know what I mean by that? Like an energetic attachment?
Yeah, and I asked for the cord to be cut.
Right, and you're, Michael's the one to be working with absolutely on that.
Yeah.
But there's an attachment. The reason it's hurting is there's an attachment that you, that's the, okay, thank you. I'm asking, help me explain this. Michael's saying there's an attachment to the people which is not for the best and highest good of everybody involved. It's a little bit of an unhealthy attachment, so to speak. Don't know what the detail is on that. He's just saying let her know that. She'll know what I'm talking about. And you're looking to detach that energy, so you went right to what you need to do. Sometimes we attach ourselves to people or to situations, and we don't realize that's happening. We don't realize we've done that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
They want to take you to a soul level where there's more awareness on what you're attaching to for future. This is an important one for you to resolve now. I'm listening to Michael right now because he really came in strong. He goes, she needs to hear this. She needs to hear this and to keep calling on me because I'm right there helping her.
Yeah.
In about a week, a lot of it's going to make a lot more sense as the energy shifts for clarity from the last retrograde. The retrograde did bring the blessing of this very important thing for you to learn, even though it was not very pleasant, I know, with the emotional aspect and the feeling. But there is something huge in here for you, and it's about how you're attaching. It's about, it becomes almost all about someone else and you forgetting yourself. Michael, thank you, Michael. Gosh, thank you. He's really, really strong in my ear right now. He goes, wait, tell her this and tell her that. And he's saying that it's so strong that you're forgetting you, and then it's taking you off course for your life path. Mm-hmm. So there has to be a little bit more balance in how you're doing the relationships. Is that making sense at all?
Somewhat. I think I just met this person, so there hasn't been a long history or anything, and then the other person was my friend, but I felt like her and I didn't go for coffee quick enough. I didn't answer her quick enough, so she turned around and met somebody else at some party, and then they started connecting. And then when I went to say to the girl what happened, she said it was no concern of mine. I guess she felt that I was dissing her or wasn't interested in her, and then she turned around and went to my friend. I just was shocked.
Yeah, we're going to have to quickly go to break. I'm getting, probably this goes fast on these breaks.
Yes.
But yes, you're looking to fine-tune and balance how you are in relationships, and Michael really wants you to take this in an awareness. So we have to go to break, but think about that and just absorb that and ask for that clarity. It's coming in, but that's what it is. That's where it is. It's right in that how you're attaching or not attaching enough. It's either black or white. It sounds like you're looking for the balance in the middle, and you just said it yourself. Thank you very much,
Heather, for calling in.
I got to go to break.
Thank you. Okay,
we are heading to break. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. If you want to call in and get into the queue, 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back in a flash.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we are doing spiritual insights, angel readings, and in the last segment of the show, we're going to do an energy healing meditation. So when we get to that part, if you're driving around, you're going to want to listen to the archive on that section. Don't do that while you're driving. But we have had already several callers and with great reads and very unique specific. They're really coming in very clear. I love that we're out and past the Mercury retrograde. Today is July 3rd. Tomorrow we have July 4th here in the United States, which is our Independence Day. And what I wanted to address is freedom. And freedom has got so many different facets. I mean, we have our freedom as a country, and then we have where we don't feel so free on a personal level. And I want to approach that for a moment on the spiritual side of things. Freedom comes with the peacefulness and knowing where you're doing what's right for you, and it's not being dictated by someone else's thoughts, beliefs, things like that. We are very much in a transformational world where people are going into that direction. They're doing what's right for them, whether it's a job, the relationships they're in. And sometimes that means a lot of dismantling to find where that freedom is. If you feel unhappy in your situation, that can feel like entrapment. Think about it. Where's your freedom in that, right? That's what I'm saying to you. If you want to call in for a angel read or spiritual insight into what's going on in your life, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We can take a few more callers, maybe a couple more during the show. So call in if you want to read. But freedom, think about that freedom. Where do you want more freedom in your life, or where do you feel like you don't have it? That would be something your soul is trying to show you, where you're holding yourself back or what you can do to change. Most of the time, what keeps us entrapped or feeling jailed is fear to change it up, or fear of what somebody else thinks, or fear I'm going to upset the apple cart, or fear I'm going to lose relationships. Are the relationships healthy? Are the relationships supporting you, keeping you uplifted, or are they stressing you out? Are they causing more disharmony? You have to look at that. We're all connected. Yes, we are. We're all connected in some way, somehow, but sometimes we're holding each other back, where we're not allowing each other to have that freedom to find why we're here, who we are. One of the biggest things that I see in the practice when I work with people in private sessions or with workshops or anything like that is everybody's worried about what everybody else is thinking, or they're worried about what someone else is going to have an opinion of, or, you know, they're going to think I'm doing it wrong. These are something that you want to go internally on and look on the inside. Look inside on who you are. That's going to be a big one with your self-esteem, where you are in life, and are you trusting your own intuition? It's very connected into all of that. It's one big ball there of dynamics, where you want to trust your own gut. You want to trust your own instincts. You want to know that what's right for you is okay. And it's not like going, not caring about somebody. It's more detaching from what somebody else is trying to say you should do, or what you shouldn't do, and things like that. That happens a lot. And we were in a generation that it was a lot of do it this way. This is the only way to do it. We have been evolving now for several years, and we are really starting to get into the thick of it now, I think, which is exciting but also scary, because we're really moving into this time where, you know, I need to find my own path. I need to do what's right for me. I need to really feel things. I need to feel happy with what I'm doing. I need to love what I'm doing. And some people feel like they can't do that. Passions and self-purpose, it can be your job, it can be your career, but it's not necessarily has to be. It could just be that you are allowing time in your life for it, and that's big. That's so big. When you allow those things you love to do into your life, and a lot of times, even myself, I have to make sure that I'm balancing that. You feel like I have so much on my plate, and I don't have time for this and don't have time for that. That's when you can get caught into the frenzy. And it's like slowing it down and just, wait a minute, I'm going to do this. I'm going to allow time for this. I always allow time for my personal in the first thing in the morning is what I do. If I don't have that, even if sometimes I have to get up very early to fit it in, but it sets the pace for the rest of my day. I align, I connect. I feel connected. I've got my connection with my angels. I've got my connection with God within. The I am presence, I feel like that's what's governing my life. And you find that you can go through the rest of the day and things are going to still happen all around you, because this world is full of the chaos and the craziness, and it can really hit you at a time where, wow, I don't know if I can fit anything else in, you know, that kind of thing. But take a deep breath, because then you want to triage it, you know, like, do I really need to do all of this perfectly, or can I just, let's see what's the most important thing. What can I let go of? What is on my plate that doesn't need to be on my plate right now, kind of a thing. And this is balancing that out. But when you're connected and you give yourself that time to just slow down for a moment, even if it's a 5-minute quiet meditation, you can do that. When we get to the healing meditation, my focus on that is a healing meditation to help you free yourself from any attachments that are holding you back, because we're doing it with a theme of freedom today, freedom of the soul to come here and do what it came here to do, to find that place to thrive in the world that they are in now. That's what we're doing with the healing meditation. So it's a detachment of cords that are holding you back, just untying all the boundaries that we've kind of set in place, and we don't realize we've done that. It's very easy to do when you get caught up in the world, but you can also detach them. Sometimes you have to do it a couple of times. Some of them are stronger than others. Some of them feel much more embedded, and it's just keep going till the knot's out, you know, just keep going till it's untied. We're going to do that during the healing meditation after the break, which we're going to take in a minute or two here. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind where, when we come to the meditation section, I want you to think about that, even if you need to write it down or just get it in your head. What do you want, or what area in your life are you looking to have more freedom? Where do you feel tied down? Where do you feel held back? Is it your job? Is it doing things you love to do? Is it changing relationships or changing job? Is it something that you dream of? You just feel like you can't. Where do you feel like you don't have the freedom to do this? Whatever it might be. You may be looking to find a way to contribute or do things for other people. Sometimes we have to give ourselves, and this would apply to one of the callers we had. Sometimes we have to allow ourselves to feel free to do things we want to do, to be able to go and do that and help other people do that too. We always have to be what we want to see in the world. You know that famous from what Gandhi said, it's like be what you want, be the change you want to see. That is huge and deep and one of the biggest truths to so much of the soul growth that we go through here. Very big, very important. So when we come back from the break here, we are going to go into the energy healing meditation. We're going to invoke the angels to guide us. And when you're listening to this section, whether it's now or later in the archive, so if you are driving, please listen to it later. It's just for safety. You're driving. Because we want to take you onto that right side of the brain, take you away from this world for just a moment so we can detach cords, so we can bring in healing, love, and light, and feel rejuvenated in spirit. So that's why I want you to give yourself a moment. And because it'll only be about a 10-minute, it won't be very long. So stay with us. We're doing the healing meditation after the break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
To the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we are at the segment where we are going to do the energy healing meditation for freedom in our lives. Yum. Love this one. Now, what I have in my right hand is a round sphere of a quartz crystal, and it represents the world, because when I send out healing, my intention is to send all of this healing energy out to all of you in the world that listen. This show is broadcast all over the world, and we are just talking, wow, you know, that's all over the world. So I want to send healing out to the whole world. So that's what I have in my right hand. And in my left hand, I have another quartz, but it is pulling in the energy to help me really pull this and drive this. And these are like boosters. So those that are curious about crystals, this one in my left hand has a point. It's pointed. It's more of the wand type. And it is drawing in. So there's an intention and back out again. So let's close our eyes. Please, if you're driving, listen to this later on the archive that you can download over on TransformationTalkRadio.com under my show page. Now, close your eyes, and I want you to take the biggest breath in that you can possibly get into your lungs and fill it all the way out, all the way deep down into the belly, and release it slowly, and just let it out slowly. We're going to slow this down. Your eyes are closed, and you're just going to let yourself float out into this basking, beautiful, calm place. And now I want you to draw it in again. Deep breath. And release it slowly. There you go. Great. Now I want you to focus on that part of life that you feel you would like more freedom, or you feel like you don't have any. Focus on that part, because we're going to release that and detach from that. And we are calling in the angels, especially Archangel Michael is going to be heading up this group of angels coming in, and they're going to be with all of us. And we're going to take that in. We say, Michael, thank you for being with us today to help us detach and cut any cords, energetic cords, anything holding us back, tying us down, releasing fear. He's wonderful for that, helping you to overcome and walk through that fear, not run away and avoid it, because fear is just an illusion That's all it is. It's just an energy that can be changed by our thoughts. So we are not in a state of fear right now. We are going to claim, I am safe. I am safe to be free. I am safe to be free. We are claiming that for our own personal space to make choices that are better for us, that are where we want to be in life. Think about that. And do you feel any part of your body? Are you feeling a discomfort? Do you feel like you want to move around or you're fidgety? Pay attention and be aware of where that is, because you're feeling that energetic attachment in that part of your body. A lot of times it can be right in the belly. Many times it can start to have the stomach making noises and things like that. That's because it's in the third chakra area, and that third chakra is about our confidence, our self-esteem. And a lot of times, many, many cords attached to other people, to other experiences, to places are going to be rooted there. You're looking to focus on the angels coming, and with Michael's sword, thank you, Michael, he is going to come and just cut that. He's going to cut that sword. He's going to cut that with his sword, that cord of attachment that's causing all of this hindrance in your life. And visualize that he is just cutting it, and you're seeing it float away, and you feel that you're floating in a body of calm water, just calm crystal blue water, just peacefulness. That blue calm water is like peace, like a swimming pool or just a calm body of water of any type. And it's just floating, and you feel free to just float in any direction. You take another breath in, and on the out breath, focus that you're releasing all of the negative, toxic energy, the stress, the pain, the emotions, the upset, everything. It's going out on the out breath, and you may even see or visualize a dark, smoky, black kind of a vapor coming out. Like it's just more of a, that's the negative energy just leaving you. You don't need that anymore. We want to wash that away. We want to clear that out. Take another deep breath and do it again. In with really amazing divine love energy and release out what you do not need. Just let it push it out. It's going to force it right out. Perfect. And now I want you to focus on the top of your head, right at the crown. And we have Archangel Metatron that's going to be working and helping us with Archangel Raphael to bring in a lot of healing energy. You're going to come in through the crown on every breath. It's just pouring in like white light, just filling every part of your body. Let it come and trickle down into your head, your face, your neck, any muscles in your shoulders that feel tense, all the way down your arms, your fingertips, all the way down your back, through your waist, through your buttocks, through your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Let this fill you like an incredible soothing elixir that's just letting everything wash it clear and clean. One more deep breath. And with intention, I am sending out with the angels and with divine love a burst of love and light to every one of you out there. Allow it to come through. You may feel tingles. You may just feel a little bit emotional with this. You're releasing all those things. Just continue to allow this to fill you. And with intention, this will continue to pour into you for the next 24 hours. So allow that for the next 24 hours. Say, yes, I receive that. And it is so, and I am safe, I am peaceful, I am calm. This is what you want to say to yourself. And say thank you to the angels, thank you to you for allowing yourself to be cleared and feel better. Now, and open your eyes and just shake it all out and feel energized for the day and free to do something that you want to do today. Now, we are awake. We are alive. We're about to go off the air. If I have a whole list over on my website of meditations you can download for different topics. If you want to go over, they're free. Go over and do it. Go over to the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. There's all kinds of meditations. All the listings for here and the how to listen to the show are over there, and all the archive listings. And also, if you sign up for the newsletter on my upcoming shows, there's a free gift, a 26-minute or 36-minute video class on how to connect with your own spirit guides, which would be a lot of fun. That whole video is a free video class in full length that you will receive when you sign up for the newsletter for the shows that are coming up for the live shows. I want to say thank you to everyone for listening. We are going off the air, and I say be free, be love, and be happy. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.